Continue.
My question in continues of previous topic about Shastra Pramana. I want to ask you about your personal opinion about Garga Samhita. Because it's so strange as scriptures, as I know.
You said, what is my opinion about?
Garga Samhita.
Garga Samhita.
I tried to ask so many spiritual masters at ISKCON, and
this one.
As of now, our chariots not use Garga Samhita and not lingering to Garga Samhita, only.
Garga Rishi Ki Jai, Garga Samhita Ki Jai. So the question is about
authority.
Yeah. I know. About the Garga Samhita. Randy. Garga Samhita. What is this now? Garga Samhita, of course, is a bona fide shastra. And as far as we understand, and it's said to be spoken, and maybe written, I can't say, by Garga Rishi. Garga Rishi is in Krishna's Leela. He gave him his name. In the name-giving ceremony of Krishna, Gargacharya, Garga Rishi, was called there. And in the Goshala, secretly and privately, he named Krishna and Balaram. So the... very ancient book. As far as Brijvasis go, you may know, especially now because you're living with one, the Brijvasis, their Brijvasi vichar. Vichar means their consideration. Vichar. Their thought, their view, viewpoint. Is that this is a very important, very, very important book to them, to Brijvasis. Why? Because it speaks a lot about their Ishtadev. About Krishna. Many, many beautiful and wonderful leelas of Krishna. And his childhood leelas in Gokul and other places. And there's a certain amount of Aishvarya in it also. About Siddhaloka and many things. I've read the book. I'm familiar with it. So there's some Aishvarya and some Madhurya. And it's very nice and very, very nice book. However, and so for them, they have very high regard for the Garga Samhita. One friend of mine, he was a very old gentleman. He lost his eyes, and he went blind when he was old. His name was Ram Sarup Goswami, Radhakund Vasi. And he used to, when I lived at Gopal Mandir, Manipur Gopal Mandir, for 10 years on 94 to 2004 when I moved here. He was a come every day in the afternoon, especially in the summer hot time. Gopal Mandir, very cool there in front of the deities. Very thick walls, so it would be cool, even though outside hot. And the fan would be on. He would sit there when Gopal was sleeping. And one Brijvasi relative, maybe his grandson or so, would sit there and lean against the altar. And he was blind, and he would listen to the narrations every day of Garga Samhita. So I would come and sit sometimes and listen. So the Brijvasis, practically every Brijvasi has this book in their house, Gita Press edition, if they read it all occasionally. So they have it in very high regard. So we have to show the greatest respect for the Brijvasis and what they, you know, love me, love my dog. If you love the Brijvasis, then you love what they do. And if they do something that looks like you wouldn't do, then you overlook that and say, okay, they do, I don't do. What they do, I don't do. But I still, it doesn't diminish my respect for them. Whether they smoke cigarettes or bidis or take bong or drink whiskey or watch blue movies or whatever they do, I don't care. They're Brijvasis. I always respect them. Whatever they are, they're above me. Their birth is greater, their behavior is better, their upbringing is better. Everything is above me. Always above, and I'm always below. So I have no problem. But now, that's the vichar for Vrijvasi. But I'm not born in Vrindavan. I'm not a Vrijvasi. I'm following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rasaraj Mahabhav, Radha Krishna, Krishna Namura of Radharani, and I'm a Gaudiya Vaishnava. Most of the Vrijvasis are, if they are anything, they're specifically lined up with some acharya or parampara. They're followers of Vallabhacharya, Sri Krishna Sharanam Mama, Sri Krishna Sharanam Mama, Sri Krishna Sharanam Mama. Or they're followers of Nimbarkacharya, Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Radhe Radhe, Radhe Sham, Radhe Sham, Sham Sham, Radhe Radhe. Or they're just Vrijvasis. They worship Gopal and Katyayani and Durga and Shiva and Mahadev and Navaratri Puja and Dushara and Ram. And they're pious Hindus, and they're basically all Radha and Krishna worshippers, but they worship all the key players in the Hindu pantheon, if you want to say, the forms of the Lord and their devotees, which is very good. And that's their culture, that's their dharma, that's their way of life, and we respect that. But our culture, our way of life, our dharma, and our shastra is different. As I mentioned, Aradhya Bhagavan Brajesha Taniyo Sridhar Vrindavan. We have one goal in mind, Goloka Vrindavan. One Ishtadev, Radha and Krishna. And how do we worship them? Ramya Kachit Upasana Brajabadu Bir Sakalpita. Our sadhana, our practice, our method of worship is Gopi Bhav, Raghunuga Bhakti, Mandri Bhav, sadhana. Or maybe we may be in some other Braj Bhav. But as far as Gaudiya is, primarily is Gopi Bhava Angikara. Lord Chaitanya came to teach this Raghunuga Bhakti and especially wants everyone to Angikara. Maybe same in Hindi, Angikara. He wants everyone to accept Gopi Bhav and follow this Raghunuga Sadhana path of Mandri Sarup Upasanam. Mandri Sarup Upasanam. Upasanam, the method of worship. Upasak and Upasanam, and Upasya. Upasya is the object of worship. And Upasanam is the process and practice of worship. And Upasaka is the sadhak, you or me. No. So it's very clear, this verse. That's why this verse is the motto for Gaudiya Vaishnavism, Aradhya Bhagavan, Vrijesha Taniyos. Everything else is eliminated by this. Everything else. We're not interested in Jagannath Balaji, Subhadra, all these other forms. Radha and Krishna Vrindavan. And what's Tai Rati? Madhura Rati. And how do we worship? In the Gopi Bhav. And what is the proof and proof and praman for this tattva and philosophy? Srimad Bhagavatam Gyanam Amalam Puranam. That's the third line. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam Na Anyata. It says Mati means consideration, intelligence, Matam, opinion, idea. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Matam Anyata. And I don't care for any other idea. Can you turn off the fan? The black one? Down? Hmm? Black.
Black?
No, black. Yeah, thank you. So, as far as Gaudiya is, the Garga Samhita is, we respect it, it's we don't quote this as praman. For Gaudiya Vaishnavas, Garga Samhita, by all the scholars of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, and all the gurus and acharyas, we do not accept it for Shastra Praman. When Satyanarayan Prabhu's comment, or Dr. Satyanarayan Das Babaji Maharaj, he was asked about Garga Samhita. He said, yes, it's a proper shastra. It's very good for stories. When you go on Braj Mandal Parikrama and you want to tell the stories in Gokul, because I have, they're also recorded on MNS Audio, mnsaudio.com, my website, my audio. So I led some devotees on around Braj Parikrama years ago. Many sannyasis do, many people do. So I have two or three Braj Yatra tapes there. So I often told stories from Garga Samhita. So it's great for storytelling. But it's not for Bhagavatam class quoting. It's not for pravachan or for personal bhajan development. It's not Krishna Anukulya for Rag Marga, Rag Bhakti, for Gaudiyas. It's not an Anukulya book, let's say. If you never read it or never quote it, no loss. No loss at all. When I asked my own teacher about this, he said, the Goswamis in their books, they rarely, if ever, if even one shloka or verse, they quote Garga Samhita. So if you want to quote Garga Samhita and Praman, wherever they quote Garga Samhita, you can quote that verse, my teacher told me. So this is the right way. So it's not a bogus book, it's a proper, bona fide, authentic scripture, but it has no transcendental or devotional value for a Gaudiya Vaishnava. It has value in the sense of nice stories and gives you some more ideas to think about Krishna, but it's not Shastra Praman for Gaudiya Vaishnavism.